This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I've never been to England, but some of you have been to England and you know what I speak of when I refer to the term English garden. Do you remember those English gardens? Maybe you've seen them on television, you saw them in a movie. Some families in England have these such elaborate gardens that they actually become a maze, that you can go in and you get lost. And such a garden is described in a story that was the size of about an acre. A family had two boys, a 12-year-old boy and a 6-year-old boy, at this particular house with the garden that was like a maze. The 6-year-old boy refused to go into the garden. He was afraid. He was afraid he wouldn't come out. He was afraid that if he went in, it was so intimidating to go into the garden that he might not come out. One day his 12-year-old brother said, "Brother, take my hand and go with me. I've been in the garden. It's okay, you can go with me." Listen carefully, the most important thing I'm going to say this morning, every person in this room has such an elder brother. His name is Jesus, who said, "Been there and done that. I've been in the garden of death. I've walked through the valley. I know what it's like and I've conquered it. Take my hand, you can walk through the garden with me." Listen carefully. I really believe, as painful as this may sound to some of you, but I believe it's true, you either die alone or you die with Christ. You die alone or you die with Christ. Decide. That when that moment comes in your life, you can say, "I'm not going to die alone. I'm going to die with Jesus Christ, the one who conquered death, the one who came to defeat Satan and to deliver people as the deliverer, deliver them from their fear of death, the bondage that they've been held in all their lives." And only Jesus Christ can have that power and has that authority. Jesus didn't come just to take your sins away. Every sin he is taken away by his death on the cross. But he came to take away your fear of death that maybe has held you in bondage for 30, 40, 50, or 60 years, or even more, even more. Recently, I read of a man in Russia, years ago, spent 9 years in a Soviet prison camp. You know what his crime was? He was a part of an illegal underground Christian church in the Soviet Union. Now, this was many years ago. The police came, picked him up. His wife was hemorrhaging from having a baby, and yet they took him. You can imagine how traumatic that was. Your husband is taken away by the police and you're hemorrhaging in childbirth. He spent 9 years in a prison camp in Siberia. He tells about how he found a pencil in the prison, which was a big find just to find a pencil. Someone smuggled in paper, and you know what they did? They wrote down every verse of scripture that they would recall from memory. And so they would pass it around, and you would write down what verses you remembered, and that became their Bible in the prison that they passed from prisoner to prisoner. "Do you want the Bible today?" And there'd just be a collection of handwritten verses. I want you to listen to this powerful sentence. Someone talked to this man. He was interviewed on American television after he was released, and the person who interviewed him said this, "Did you have the confidence that God would release you?" And here's what he said, "I had the confidence that the Lord never left me." Wow. I had the confidence that the Lord never left me. Where did he get that? From passages of scripture like Hebrews 2, where Jesus came for the express purpose of delivering people like you and me from the fear of death, so that we no longer have to be slaves living in bondage to the fear of death.
Well, my friend, where do you stand with the one who said, "I've come to not only take away your sin, I've come to take away your fear of death"? His name is Jesus. That's what we call people to. Next week is our last message of 2014. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year from Cross Hope Radio Ministry.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.